You mentioned before Foucault. There's a few figures within this world. I wonder if we could maybe spend a moment on Foucault, some of these priorities for today's left. How did these ideas become prominent? How did they take hold?
I think Foucault is such an interesting figure because he rejects a kind of French leftism. Mm. He rejects Marxism. He actually says that he's creating a new historical paradigm, which is the epistemes rather than, the revolutions.
Claim.
Very humble guy. Yeah, super humble. And a lot of his theories are read with Derrida in mind. Like, let's look at with Judith Butler sort of synthesizing the two of them, because he talks a lot about normative forms of being and institutionalization, mm. in discipline and punish, in the care of the self. A lot of that was about looking at ways in which the Western world has dealt with the human body in masses. What I've always thought was really fascinating about his work was especially when he was talking about the 19th century, he starts with the poorhouses of the 17th and 18th century. Then he looks at schools. He looks at the church. He looks at the classroom. The one place that was like breaking through in the 19th century in terms of collectivizing bodies is the factory. Hmm. He never talks about the factory,
right.
Which is so, and there's a work discipline in the factory, which is really interesting. So it's really great for Americans because then we can skip the mode of production. And we talk about, being mad at school. There's like all these, the 60s and 70s, they were like,
right.
Dropping out, yeah. Drop out of school, don't be disciplined. And he made like political gestures transgressive. His own work is really, really fascinating history. But what I find really disturbing about it, and I guess it's part of a whole tendency that is connected to affect theory, is that these people use some of his terms as shortcuts to critique.
Yes.
And shortcuts to ahistorical sensibility. Like, I think a lot of academics just decided that transgression in and of itself is good. And why do these things matter? Because in the hot house of the graduate seminar, you have like smaller numbers of people, but liberal arts colleges and elite universities train thought leaders,
yeah.
And it then becomes disseminated through the culture. So you might have a Foucault seminar at one point, and then you have like Tumblr, My Pony Book. What is it called? My Pony, whatever. But, 30 years later, but there is a kind of weird continuum between these phenomena.
You take out the factory from your historical analysis. Who do these ideas appeal to? Like, who is the target audience for this stuff?
People who've only been to school and church.
And how should we consider these kind of like, essentially what we're talking about is campus politics, right?
Yeah.
Like, are these, radical youth college students that we should dismiss? Or do you consider them elites in waiting? Or like, what is the appropriate way of how seriously should we take campus politics right now?
I think they're being eclipsed at the moment because the Trump circus is so huge.
Mm.
But let's say that up until now, they've been really, really important in dictating what happens in left liberal spaces. Like, you have generations of people who graduated from liberal arts seminars and joined DSA during Bernie, right? Mm-hmm. And we thought Bernie was going to create this material revolution, was bringing all of these people in who were so disillusioned,
right,
with political, economic formations in the States. But when you get all of these, blank cultural studies majors in one room, their tendency is to move towards the cultural,
right,
towards the non-normative, towards the transgressive. So you see I saw this thing where Bernie was articulating a political, economic vision for American transformation. He called it a revolution, a nonviolent revolution, but he used the term revolution, right? And it was very attractive to post-2011 graduates from schools because the economy was in the tank.
Yeah.
And you get these people in a room, and they can't really focus on the economic issues,
right,
because
right,
their experience of work and work discipline is not that deep. they come from families that are